Autism syndrome disorder, also known as ASD, is a neurodevelopment impairment. It affects the behavioral, social, and educational area. According to the National Institute of Neurological Disorder and Stroke, males are 4 more likely to have ASD than females. The exact cause of autism is still unknown, but there have been suggestions made from research done of possible causes. One possible cause may be due to the abnormalities in the brain. According to the Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke, people with ASD have abnormal levels of serotonin or other neurotransmitters. Another suggestion is that it's the result of disruption of normal brain development early in the fetal caused by defected in genes that control brain growth. Many environmental influences in autism is the over-immunization due to the chemicals in them that could affect the child. It's been discovered that pregnant women that receive pharmaceuticals and expose their child that are in the womb of having autism. There are still research going on to finding the cause of ASD. Since there isn't a specific cause, there is no specific action to prevent autism. But for having pharmaceuticals exposed to your child is another way to prevent it. Just saying no. Another way to prevent autism is taking parental vitamins before and during and after pregnancy. Staying away from pesticides and harmful chemicals is also a prevention. The treatment for autism is early intervention. It helps have the autism controlled and faster way to know and find the adequate services in for the child. In order to qualify for special education services, it's needed to meet the standards established. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says early intervention services help child from birth to 3 years old. Early intervention gives support to the parent and to the child. Early intervention includes speech therapy, walk therapy, and specialists to work with the child to socialize.